It's a great pleasure for me today to present to you some results on the first double herbicide tolerant stack in cotton. In 2004, Bayer Crop Science launched Liberty Link cotton in the US, a technology conferring a wide window of application and robust herbicide tolerance to glufosinate ammonium. As you heard in Dr. Trollander's talk this morning, in 2009, pending regulatory approval, we intend to launch our own in-house technology for glyphosate tolerance, glytol cotton. And that technology confers a wide window of application and a robust herbicide tolerance to a broad range, to a number of different formulations of glyphosate. The results that I'll present today are evaluations of stacks of Liberty Link and glytol cotton. By way of background, I'd like to talk a little bit about herbicide resistance. It's a serious concern for US cotton producers, for researchers, extension, for advisors, and also for technology providers. It's not a phenomenon that's unique to glyphosate. Here I've listed a number of important herbicide groups and their current resistance status, but certainly the resistance status of the glycine herbicide group to which glyphosate belongs is receiving a lot of attention at the moment in terms of species which are developing confirmed resistance problems. These confirmed resistance problems are threatening a technology which has allowed US growers to make significant advances in their weed control. We share an interest with everybody in this room in preserving good performance of glyphosate into the medium and long-term future. It's important to point out on this slide also that the herbicide group to which Ignite or glufosinate ammonium belongs, herbicide group H, there are no documented cases of herbicide resistance to Ignite or glufosinate ammonia, neither in the US nor anywhere else in the world. Our researchers, extension and advisors tell us that rotation of herbicides with different modes of action is an important strategy for managing resistance. Since glyphosate and glufosinate have different modes of action, and since they also have broad and complementary weed spectra, if we can put robust herbicide tolerance to both of these herbicides into the same plant, then I believe we provide growers with a valuable tool for managing their troublesome and glyphosate resistant weeds. The results I'll describe today are our first field trials of this technology. We brought Liberty Link and Glytol together in a Fibermax cotton background by backcrossing. Our research objective in 2007 was to run replicated field trials and check the crop safety of this technology to both glyphosate and glufosinate. We plan to do extensive field testing of this technology in 2008 with the help and assistance of many of the members of the audience. The replicated field trials in 2007 were performed in Sellers, South Carolina, and Leland, Mississippi, and the breeding trials were done in Lubbock, Texas. Our trial design were 4-row, 40-foot plots laid out in a randomized complete block design We compared 8 treatments. Each treatment had 4 replications with 4 herbicide applications. Applications were made using hand booms, standard CO2 backpack sprayers, applying an application volume of 15 gallons of water per acre. The treatments that we applied are listed here, and these are experimental treatments in many cases, not necessarily those that we would recommend for weed control in this technology. But we have compared several formulations of glufosinate ammonium, including Ignite, several formulations of glyphosate, including Glyphos Extra, alone and in mixtures. And we've applied those herbicides 4 times in these trials, 6 to 8 true leaves, at early flowering, at lay-by or row closure, and then at 50% open bolls. 7 to 14 days after each application, we rated the plots and assessed them for any phytotoxicity or crop damage or injury. As the season progressed, we did maturity ratings for percentile open bolls. We also recorded any misshapen bolls. At the end of the season, the plots were hand-picked to estimate yield, and samples from the plots were tested through commercial HVI labs for fiber quality properties. Our results in 2007 were very encouraging. Compared with the untreated control, we saw no herbicide injury from any of the herbicide treatments at any of the 4 application timings. We saw no significant differences in plant height in any of the herbicide-treated plots relative to the untreated control. Yield and quality data is only available today from one of the locations, Sellers, South Carolina. Our fiber quality samples have not yet come back from Leland, Mississippi. But these results from Sellers are also very encouraging. We have seen no significant differences in yield, gin turnout, fiber length, fiber strength, or micronair in any of the herbicide-treated plots compared with their untreated controls. In summary, the field trials that we performed with Glytol plus Liberty Link in the US in 2007 were very encouraging. We observed robust herbicide tolerance of these technologies in a FiberMax background to multiple applications of both glyphosate and glufosinate, alone and in mixtures. We saw no adverse effects on crop performance, no crop injury, no reductions in plant height, no significant differences in yield or fiber quality parameters. So we're excited. We would like to expand our field testing program of this technology significantly in 2008 with the help of the weed scientists and cotton specialists assembled here, and those who have already had the opportunity to make it home. That extensive testing in 2008, we hope, will build on the results from 2007 and lead us to a technology that we intend to launch pending regulatory approvals in the US in 2010 that will provide US cotton growers with a very valuable new tool to control their troublesome weeds and their glyphosate tolerant weeds with over-the-top applications of more than one herbicide mode of action. Thank you for your attention. I would be happy to try and answer any questions that you might have.
Are there any questions for our speaker?
That's a 6-bale cotton crop in the photograph there, courtesy of our friends from Australia.
nice picture. Thank you.